From the GPB newsroom, I'm Emily Jones. Georgia's unemployment rate dropped from 12.6% in April to 9.7% in May. State Labor Commissioner Mark Butler believes the state will continue to see big drops in the jobless rate as Georgia continues to open back up. Butler says the recent spike in unemployment was not caused by an economic catalyst, but a medical emergency. He says those jobs are, for the most part, still out there. All sectors of the state's economy saw an increase in jobs last month. Today is Juneteenth, the holiday celebrating the official end of slavery in the United States. Amid the coronavirus pandemic and protests for racial justice, the celebrations will be a bit different this year. Mahogany Bowers is organizing a Juneteenth event in Savannah. She says celebrating is especially important this year.
4th of July is very real, and Juneteenth is just as real. And this is the opportunity for us to be able to give that information out in a time where we are having so much turmoil.
Georgia usually celebrates with festivals and educational events, but many of those will happen online this year because of the pandemic. Major League Soccer team Atlanta United says one of its players has tested positive for COVID-19. An unnamed first team player was found positive yesterday after mandatory club testing. For more Georgia news, go to gpbnews.org. In today's forecast, it'll be hot across Georgia, temperatures in the mid-80s in the north to lower 90s in South Georgia. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of rain throughout the state this afternoon and evening.